You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. And good to know that you are here and ready for what's about to go down. 22 minutes past 12. We should be off on a break in about 2 minutes. But I think I have just enough time to let you in on the fact that first hour Confessions Thursday, and then we would at least allow for a few minutes, probably about 30 thereabout, for the Lords of Logic, and we'll continue our conversation from last week. What do you lose when you're weak? Now, we had a caller just about the tail end of the show who called in saying that there isn't much that is lost when a person is weak. I do believe that some people are of the school of thought that nothing is lost when a person is weak, but I've not had the privilege of hearing their side of the argument, so I'm hoping that today affords us another opportunity where we can analyze introspectively what might be the giving, you know, what might be up for the taking, what might be loss or gain if a person is weak. And so you must think about it. And yeah, you might think weak physically, but I don't think we want to have it have a narrow conversation. We're not going to particularly live it at the physical connotation of it. I think we need to refer to the psychological, the mental, the spiritual aspects of being weak. And so with that, we can expand the conversation to accommodate other aspects of a living being and how weakness might be an advantage or disadvantage. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. We're Nigeria Info. I'll be back. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you do not get to say your name. And of course, yeah, we're talking about the interesting, the weird, the unusual, the supernatural, the natural, the frightening, the dark, the light. We're talking about your past, your present, the regrets, the situations, the pain, the joy, the bliss, the anger, the revenge. We're talking about the disappointment. We're talking about being lost, maybe even found. It's Confessions Thursday, another beautiful Thursday afternoon to you. Welcome to radio. My name's Joyce. Remember, when you call in, you have to turn off the volume of your radio set. And the number is 0700-993-993-993 and 0147-1970. And I think so far we've been able to manage confessions on WhatsApp. So yes, you can be anonymous and leave us a message on WhatsApp and I'll be able to look at it. But you also have to be willing to be on standby because I might have a question, and just so that you can readily and quickly respond to it. We begin another edition of radio. Beautiful Thursday afternoon to you on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday, remember you're not to say your name, and of course do well to make it back. Hold on a second, I'm just trying to retrieve this message real quick. Yeah, you can send us a WhatsApp message. And do me a favor, you have to make sure that message is like to the point, just so that we're not spending a lot of time trying to read such a lengthy message, right? Great. Hold on, let me quickly get to this one. Hello, Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, it's Confessions Thursday. You're not supposed to say your name, and you can go ahead.
I know the rules.
Oh, great.
If I did not confess this to you, It's no good. I've been trying to call you ever since I wanted to confess this. You know, there was a time I don't listen to your program. Once it is your turn to present, I will say, oh, this woman with house voice. I will not listen to her program. But the thing now occurred to me, I'm just confessing. One day, the thing now occurred to me that I now think over out of my box that Nigeria Info, they will never present something that is bad. Let me listen to this voice of a woman. Since then, I've been addicted to your program.
Oh.
I know it will also happen to some people, but they may not want to confess, but I'm confessing to you.
Oh, what was the reason you didn't like the show? Oh, you said I was a houseboy. I had a houseboy or something. What'd you say?
No, house boys, your voice.
Hot boys.
Yes. And when I now started listening to your program, I now got fascinated with your program.
Oh.
I can't do without listening to your program Monday to Thursday, Joyce.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't know what to say. I'm glad you made a turn. I'm glad that you were able to confront your fear. I think that's exactly what it is. But yeah, that's what it sounded like. But I'm wondering why you had a problem with the voice. I would even think you would have a problem with the opinion.
But you have a very good voice. Very sweet voice. I never knew before. I was just thinking, oh. But when I started listening, I now recognize which voice is this. I now recognize your stance. I now believe what you are meant for. Joyce.
The opinion.
Honestly.
Well, honestly. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not confessing. If I don't confess, I won't like it.
Thank you very much.
I know
much.
The same thing will be happening to so many people.
I have heard a few men say that, and I'm glad that...
Well, but if they listen very carefully to you, to what you stand for in the universe, in this planet Earth, they will understand you better.
Well, that's a good observation, and thank you very much, actually.
Take care, Joyce. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 9.3 Nigeria Info, the Sony side. So maybe the whole thing about judging a book by its cover might be... Well, I'll leave it to you. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, guys.
Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here. You're not supposed to say your name. Yes, and you have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My confession goes this way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That is for the first one. Okay.
What?
I love you.
Wait.
I love you. I love you. Yeah?
Yeah, why did you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah is for the first caller.
You're not the first now. There was a man before you.
Yeah, I'm saying hallelujah for his confession. That is my own confession as well.
Oh dear. It's Confessions Thursday. I'm taking you seriously. Don't mess around. Welcome to the show. Hello. How are you? Confessions Thursday. Thank you for calling Nigeria Info. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I'm very glad. Because the first day I had you on radio, is what I told you. If you remember what I told you about yourself. And now, people are saying much good. I'm in love with the first caller. Short. The truth will be with him forever because I found out that you just 100% truth one day, just like me, Mazude. I thank you so much. Keep it up.
Thank you very much for calling Confessions Thursday. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. You're not to say your name when you call in, and I hope to God you have a confession. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set. I know you know the rules. All right, I'm going to have to cut you off. Hopefully you get it together and call me back. Confessions Thursday, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joe.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, not actually a confession. I want to collaborate with what that man said. I had a friend that were listening to your program initially at the first stage. They said so, that you are rude, your voice is harsh, and that. Many people complain about that. But I try as much as possible to let them understand what you stand for. And most of them are enjoying your program now. Mm. Although this is my first time of calling this show, but I'm a regular listener of Nigeria Info.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not sure that I want the conversation to be about me today. The Sony Side. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello?
The volume of your radio set. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession.
Please.
Joyce, what have you done to me?
It depends on what you mean.
I said, what have you done to me?
It depends on what you mean. I can defend what I've done.
You know that I was in the best room, but immediately I hear your voice, I just carry soup and come outside. I want to listen to the... First, I want to listen to your voice.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
I don't even bath very well. I just come. I'm telling you, this is my confession, though. I don't know.
Well, you can take you can take the radio to the bathroom. Like, I do that, too.
Eh?
Yeah, you can take the radio with you to the bathroom, particularly if you have a small one.
No, see, if I'm bathing, the water will be distracting me. I will not be here well. So I say, let me just come as I want to listen first.
I am.
Honestly, I don't know. I need is it deliverance that I need?
No, you don't. This is good addiction, you know. This is very good addiction.
I'm addicted to your voice, so honestly. Forget that man said the truth. It's not that. It's not only he said the truth. I'm addicted to your voice. Well, even if I'm walking on the road, once is the time for you to come, I will just bring out my radio.
That's a good thing.
People are calling me a bookie wife. I almost listened. You say I'm a bookie wife.
You're always with your radio. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
It's a good one.
It's not
your
a bad thing.
Very good.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate
it. Up,
thank you. Very much. It's Confessions Thursday. We're 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Remember, when you call in, you do not say your name. Hello.
Yeah, Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, my confession is about the radio station and you.
Oh.
I used to dislike you at the initial stage. I thought you were imitating someone.
You thought I was imitating someone?
Yeah, in the way you speak, in the way you act. I thought you were a very hard person. I thought you were an ungodly person.
Wow.
But later on, I kept on listening to you, not minding those my feelings.
Okay.
And I came to a conclusion to say, no, you are one of the best radio presenters in the world. And you are very real and you are genuine.
Oh, wow. Okay. well, thank you. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Confessions Thursday. Beautiful Thursday afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Remember, you're not supposed to say your name. Hello. Hello, good afternoon. Can you hear me? Hello, caller? Hello? Okay, I don't think you can hear me. I'm going to ask that you call back. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
It's Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. We're on Nigeria Info.
Enjoy today. That first caller has opened a Pandora's box. Me too, I want to confess to.
God, I hope it's a confession, to be honest.
It's a confession.
Okay.
I too didn't like you initially, but now I'm in love with you. We are many. We are moving. That first caller, you shouldn't have gone here. Let us all be coming out one by one. Let me see this opportunity.
Okay. Well, so but why did you not like me? So that's the thing. Were you also, did you have a reason? Do you think there was a justification initially?
No, initially I thought you were rude. I thought you were. Then over time, I got to know what you stand for, and I got to know your original. Then I got hooked. Like every other person.
Well, that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing.
Today is a joy confession.
Well, I wish not. I don't want the spotlight on me. It's supposed to be on the confessions.
It's not on you, but whether you like it or not, the spotlight is passing through you.
sign of a cross. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info this very beautiful Thursday afternoon. My name's Joyce and it's Confessions Thursday. It's about you and of course the realities of your life. When you call in, you do not say your name. Hello, we're Nigeria Info. Hello.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, it's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not really. I just want to concur with those who have called before. In respect of how much they have fitted you and your program. I was one of those who also had that feeling that you were a feminist. You were always too hard on men, and until I realized that, no, that's not who you are. I actually enjoy your program these days.
Oh, okay.
Another follower, another follower. God bless you, dear.
Well, God bless you too. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Well, what a way to begin radio this very beautiful Thursday afternoon. It's not supposed to be about me. It's about you and your confession. So remember that. And when you call in, you do not say your name. My name's Joyce, by the way. Hello, Nigeria Info. What's your confession?
Okay. Let me just go like this. I just wedded 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been having some issue with my woman and my wife.
Yeah.
Okay. About me not having access to her phone. Like she said, I have to, at initially after the marriage, when we were dating, I know she don't like it. So I just, okay, that's a privacy. Then after the marriage, like a day or 2 days after the marriage, okay, now, this, I need your password. This is my password. I don't have issue with that. Okay, so she gave me. Then, like a week ago, I was checking her phone while I was awake during the midnight. Then she woke up and discovered I checked her phone behind her. She was complaining. I said, why will you complain? I'm not even hiding it. That was when I just feel like checking. I'm not like I see anything bad in me. So she said she's not comfortable. She don't like it. I don't need to check her phone. If I want to check her phone, I should tell her that she will give me the password and I will check what I want to check in her present. I don't need to go behind her. I was like, no, things don't work like that. Even when I was dating other people, then I used to give out my pass and they give their pass too. But it's because it's like I discovered you don't like it when we're dating. That's why I don't push you to that. So presently, she changed her pass. I've called her mom that this will not work because I don't like to involve my relative when it comes to marriage, and this is a new marriage, right? So I've called her mom. She said no, she will not. I even beg her, like, okay, just put the pass. I won't check your phone behind you. Just put the pass, so I won't check it. I'm sorry. Just put, at least let me be. The thing does not sound well, or it does not go well with me. Not having, like, I'm in the same house with my partner, my wife, and I don't have access to her phone. In the normal sense, it is men that usually struggle, like men, women should not go through their phone. But why is it my being the other way around?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So she still pressed. So I put something on my status on WhatsApp, like on Monday. Then she was at the office. Then she just saw this something. At initially, I was like, okay, let me just let go of this thing. I don't know. So he just said that, okay, I know you put this thing because of me. That password, I will not give you. I will not do anything. I said, oh, so you are jailing me. Then she started saying, you will not give me the password. I said, okay, try me and see. I must have this password. It's either you keep your password, or you keep the marriage. You choose one inside the two. I called her mom. Her mom started begging me because she's this kind of, she's how I call it, she's stubborn. I said, stubborn. Like, okay, I know that already when I was dating her. So I just feel, okay, it shouldn't get to this extent of this moment. This is the phone password. I don't know why you're keeping it away. Why are you hiding it from me? So I called the mom. The mom started begging me that, she, I already know her and I know her condition. I should just be patient with her. I said, you are supposed to be telling your daughter, not me. But I don't know the offense I make. Seems like, I don't know. So I was just confused. I was like thinking, am I doing the right thing? Am I wrong? Or am I over pushing this thing? Because I have just had, like, this thing will not work if I did not get a password. I don't know. So I was just thinking, am I over pushing this thing? Because I don't talk this thing to anyone. I don't know how to talk about my marriage. This marriage is new. So I just have
How old is your marriage?
Just 2 months.
Wow. Okay. I don't think this has anything to do with age. I honestly wanted to even ask, how old are you? What are you looking for? Hold on. No, it's okay. Because it's irrelevant.
Joy, she's she'll be, she's 34.
Okay.
I'm 35.
Okay.
She's not like
what are you looking for in her phone? What do you want?
Joy, I'm not looking at anything. I just feel, I don't know. I just feel, I'm not looking at anything.
Okay, so when you say you don't know, it's not enough. Because you have to understand that that thing you don't know is already causing a problem. Now, you see, many times I think that problems are created, like men, women create problems. So here you have a woman who's not cheating, but she feels a sense, she feels like you're mocking her. She feels like you're suspecting her. And at least so far, there's been no reason to suspect her.
But what if she's not hiding anything? Why is she feeling like...
If you are not suspecting her, why don't you leave her phone alone?
Oh,
yes.
Is that how it is?
Yes. It's not how it is. It's more like what I want you to consider. If you know she's not doing anything...
I just feel I need to checkmate her.
No, you don't.
I mean, as a man, you need to check my phone. You need to checkmate me. If I know my woman do have access to my phone sometimes, I don't want to misbehave. That's how I believe.
Yeah, but you see, it's traumatizing. It's stressful. Guy, it's stressful.
Okay, I will leave the phone alone.
Yeah, and leave it alone.
She should not touch my tooth.
No. Wait, hold on a second. Does she touch you? Hold on. Does she touch yours already?
No, she's not touching. And she was saying, if I want to touch your phone, maybe I want to check a lot because I will know the kind of money I will get from you, stuff like that. It's a new marriage, I know, but I'm saying in the future purpose, you should not touch my phone too.
Wait, so you see, I would say yes. Okay. But if she's touching your phone once in a while, that doesn't even... No, don't laugh. Think your marriage is new. You're sweating already.
Okay.
If you touched her phone once in a while, she wouldn't have a problem with that. If she touched your phone once in a while, you wouldn't have a problem with that. But here you are.
She can pick my phone 2-3 hours if I'm not using the phone. If I'm not using it, she can
because you don't care. But if she feels a certain way about the way, imagine you waking up in the middle of the night going through her phone.
No, it doesn't matter. I can just pick something.
To be honest
I'm
with you,
hiding,
it doesn't.
I'm not even hiding it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But it says something. So
sorry, Joy, she gets to know when I put on, she offered data, I mean, when she woke up, her data is on. So she gets to know that she won't touch her phone. And we both are in the house alone. So who else would do that? So she changed her password. Mm-hmm. It's not like I suspect anything, I see anything.
Mm-hmm. Guy, do you know what you're acting like you're insecure? You act like you're not stressed enough. You act like you need like 3 other jobs to keep you occupied.
Joy, let me tell you something. I've dated someone, this same thing I apply. I didn't want to check phone and everything. So I just, out of curiosity, I check and I see a lot of things. I broke up. If I didn't check, how will I know?
But you're talking as if you're married, so you're not even secure. What you're saying now is, well, I want to check my wife, so in case she's dating someone, then I can break up. Why are you married?
Joyce, I've heard you. I will check her phone again. But I know what I'm saying. No problem.
No, hold on a second. I haven't said you don't know what you're saying. You have actually well articulated what you're saying. But what you are doing is causing tension in your union. And it's needless tension. That's what I'm saying. It's needless. There's no need for it. If she doesn't like it, leave her alone. And don't make an issue out of it. Don't act as though you're already suspecting her before she gives you a reason.
I have my philosophy also. I need to check with my woman. That is my own philosophy because of my past experience. So that is what
Why did you marry her? Why did you marry? Why are you married?
Because I love her.
So you love her, but you don't trust her?
Joy, is this Nigeria?
I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
You love her, but you don't trust her.
To some extent, not.
So imagine what you're going to do for the rest of your life. Be security guard over her phone. That's what you're going to keep doing. You know, just stayed single now. Then you meet the girl when you meet the girl.
Joyce, you say this thing, if the same apply to women that want to check their husband's phone?
I would say the same thing. I've said it before.
Okay.
You're not thinking, you're reacting. You're acting like there's justification for what you're doing. But there's tension in your marriage. I'm not even there. You're telling me about the tension it's bringing.
Yeah,
but don't you think you need to change a method? Change your method. It's not this one is not working.
Okay. I beg you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, good God.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunnyside.
So I have about a minute and a half before commercial break, so I guess maybe we can take a commentary. But we're leaving the commentaries down to like 3 or 4 because we need time on the clock for confessions. So, right, Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling.
I just want to comment about the last caller.
You have 1 minute on the clock. Begin.
I believe that message is over already.
Oh.
Because the guy has a very, very, I don't know what mindset he has. Like you rightly said, he's insecure. He's very, very insecure. Why would you say it's your password or your marriage? Her password or your marriage? What's the meaning of that? And like you asked him, what is he looking for? Do you love her? Yes, I love her. But you don't trust her for this area. So what is love? What is trust? The marriage is over. If I were the lady listening, I will know what to do. Have a good day, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. We're on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When we come back, Confessions Thursday continues. Don't go anywhere. On 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. And yeah, it's Confessions Thursday. Let's quickly go here. Remember, when you call in, turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Afternoon.
Good
Confessions
morning.
Thursday. Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
Morning?
Yeah. So, I am calling in respect for that young man. What I'm finding out that he carried the baggage from his previous relationship into this marriage. And if he continues that way, he's going to lose his woman.
Okay.
There is a song by Roma Downey. You should go look for that song, In Perfect Harmony, to listen to what she said about marriage. You know, my wife and I, since we've been married, I've never picked up my wife's phone to look for it, to look into it. You know, phones are like diaries. It's a personal thing. And you have to trust who you are with. If you go searching for the devil, you will find the devil. That's just my 2 cents for
Thank
him.
You very much for calling.
If he goes continue searching for the devil, he is definitely going to find the devil.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello. Remember, when you're calling, you turn up the volume of your radio set. You have a confession, right?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay. I come to realize that the more things that happen in this world, more the ones that come to our knowledge, more rich. It's under rich.
Huh?
Rich as in people, all those books that people write. All books that people write, most of those things, you know, is past experience. Most of them are past experience.
Okay.
So, yeah, I see that people really want to uncover a lot of things in this world. Keep reading, get to know more of things.
Yeah.
That are happening, and then you get more knowledge about it.
Okay.
So, Ms. J, I'm waiting for your own book.
Yeah.
That you write. So that I will have a little bit of it. Because yep. Even though the one you are saying on radio might not be all that you want to say out.
Of course.
On radio. Yeah, so leave me to I'm waiting for your own book, okay?
Sure. It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, hello, Confessions Thursday. Remember, when you call in, the volume of your radio set with Nigeria Info?
Hello?
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I want to talk about this second to the last caller.
One minute.
I thought they said when two join together, they are one. Mm-mm. Why must it be secret between when two people that join together? Everything is supposed to be open the way I think about life. If it doesn't happen that way, that means you are keeping secret from me. I don't need to be with anybody that can keep secret with me. That's zero. I don't talk about any other person, but I don't give good advice. But if me and you are one, then I have something to hide for you. I don't think it's a good thing.
Now, you didn't listen to the conversation. She's not hiding anything. He's marking her, and that's uncomfortable.
Not marking them. Everything was open. That's what I believe. I didn't say my own.
Thank you, though.
What I believe.
Okay.
All right, though.
Thank you. Confessions Thursday. You're on the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, George.
Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
I'm a victim of what the young man is just complaining of. But mine is different. That when my girlfriend came to my house, I gave her my phone.
Turn off your radio. Would you do that?
Yes.
Wow. I can't believe it that you'll make me say this thing 1,000 times. It seems as though, you know how philosophy works. When I start cutting you off now, I think you're going to change. Please turn off the volume of your radio set. Thank you.
All right. The girl started screaming into my WhatsApp and seeing messages. So she started shouting and screaming and crying that I'm not truly in love with her. So, and I told her that my love for her is real, and I'm not pretending about it, that those things were just mere chat, just to keep one warm. So, on that contrary...
Just to do what? What was the purpose of that?
Her purpose?
No, what was the purpose of you chatting up other women?
They're just male friends. Just
male friends or female friends?
Female friends. They're just for casual friends.
Okay, go ahead.
So, when after she stayed and gone back, a young man called me and told me that the lady that came to my place, that young lady is someone that he wants to get married to, that I should pack off from her. I began to ask her that, is it a thing like that? If she's engaged somewhere, she said no. It was later and I found out that the young man was actually someone that she knew, but she denied of such. So I don't know what to do now. Is it for me to get back to her, or I should let her go? Because right now, I don't have any feelings for her, because I feel that she has told me a lie.
So the first indication that you have is that you have no feelings. That's a very, very good indication that you don't feel anything for her. In fact, if there's any judgments that I think you should wield, it will be that. But good enough, if she's denying it, you can call the guy and say, look, guy, I don't mean to ruin your relationship, but if you have any proof, can you send, you know, because she's denying. And I guess he's going to send you something. You don't. It doesn't have to be a fight. It can actually be a communion of three. Like you can say, send me your proof, and he'll send you a picture, send you a chat, he'll send something. If he's really sure, and that's his woman, there's proof. Like, there's too much proof to throw you away. He's going to send something, and then you can just show it to her and just nicely say, well, you know what that means, right? Yeah.
Okay, Joyce, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, and I have a message here. Just a moment. Elijah Ajayi is calling. Please just give me a moment. I have to read a message off the screen. He says, I'm a businessman, Joyce, and I dare you have to please wait. You say, I'm a businessman, and so is my wife. Hardly does a month pass by that my wife and I do not embark overseas on a business trip that often sees us spend 3 months before returning to Nigeria. My wife had issues with her womb. Along the line, the womb was removed. Based on that, we decided to adopt 2 babies, male and female, both of which are 22 years old now. There has been a house help who often stay with them in the house whenever we're back on our overseas trip, on our business trip overseas. Then you say, these adopted children of mine, male and female, of different parents, discovered where I kept the documents we had in the course of adopting them, and started having intercourse with each other. To the extent that the girl has been impregnated by the boy. They did this whenever the nanny is away from the house, since they are hardly around. Joyce, what do I do? My wife has been crying over this since yesterday. I'm confused. Well, it's a very confusing situation. I would say you put them out. So they have, now that they know that they are adopted and they are now lovers, you put them, you have to, God bless you, they're not your biological children. And God has blessed the situation. They're of different parents. You put them out. That's exactly what I would do. You put them out. You have to put them out. There's no rationalizing this. It doesn't, it's, You put them out. Like, you don't, you might not hate them. You might put them out and then they're like your extended family of a sort. Yeah, so you don't, you know, you don't send them to prison or anything. It's like, well, you put them out. So they're, you know, like that family that you know. Yeah, that's what they become. To me, that's what I would do. Put them out. Oh, God forbid I'm in that kind of situation. But just put them out. Put them out. Hey, hi. The Sunnyside Confessions Thursday.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Confessions. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, sure. Please. Asking of my little girlfriend, Ada Bless, what's the problem?
Pardon?
Ada Bless, my little girlfriend. I'm not hearing his voice. What's the problem?
She's probably on leave, but she's good. She's on the night show, you know, right?
Yeah, he's on leave.
Uh-huh. Follow her on social media so you stop disturbing me. Follow her. Send her gifts. Send her flowers. Send her alcohol. Buy her a ticket. Do something besides call me and ask me about a lady
please,
I don't live
please.
With.
Please send him a message that Oluwa Tumori said that he's not hearing his voice in studies. I'm not be sleeping again. Please.
All right.
Yeah, I'm appreciate your good work you're doing in radio. Keep us on.
I am.
I love your choice. Take care.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
All these radio fake boyfriends. You don't know where your girlfriend is, for real. How much of a boyfriend can you truly be if you don't know where your radio girlfriend is? You don't know. Where were we? Confessions Thursday.
Listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
My name is Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
You have a confession?
I want to just say something about your last message you read it.
Okay, one minute,
Joyce. You say he should put them out. And I ask, for 22 years, a parent has invested in a child. You just let that go.
You put them
I
out.
I don't think so.
So what should he do?
He sent them away.
What should he do?
I just see that what he will do right now is to just ask both of them and abort that pregnancy and let both of them go, just enlighten them a little and educate them.
It's like you know how to make a bad case worse. All right. Thank you. Okay. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Thank you. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. Remember, go ahead.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Speak up for us, all right? Don't be ashamed. Okay. Don't be shy. Speak up.
My confession is about my family. And I can say that I have three children.
You have three children?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, speak up. And are you sure you have three? You sounded like you were not sure that there are three. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I have three children.
All right, great.
And my sad about that is that right now I'm not with them because of, even though they are not going to school, they are with my mom. Why I'm here in Lagos doing arts to take care of them. If I wish to be with them, to take care of them.
Is this a confession? Lady?
Hello?
Is this a confession?
Yeah, this is my confession.
Doesn't sound like a problem. You're not with your kids, or your kids are not with you. That's the confession, right?
Yes, they are not with me.
That's okay. Are they fine?
No, where they are living now, they are not live comfortable.
Comfort. You want them to be comfortable?
Yes.
What does that mean? What do you want?
What I need right now is help.
Help to help you do what?
For my
lady, I don't have forever. You have to speak up, please. Yes. You have three kids. Speak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For their education, because right now they are not going to school.
Okay. Education where? In the east, right? Or where are they?
Right now they are Ogun State.
Ogun State? Okay.
They are with my mom.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm then they got three assets.
Where's the father?
Their father is living. It's not the mother. He's a capable of taking care of family.
What? Or where's the dad?
Their dad is living. He's living at Ogun.
Why are they not with their father?
Well, I take them away from their father because he's not behaving like a man or like a, what a man can provide for family in the house.
He's not providing. He doesn't have a job.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I'm the one struggle here and there to take care of them. That's why when I say that the...
Why don't you put them in a public school in Ogun State?
Normally, we live at Lagos, which is Ikorodu. Because of the construction, that's why I take them to my mommy's place.
Why don't you put them in school where your mom's at?
The place is a village. It's not the place that they can go.
No school there?
There's school there.
Hey, put them in school there. Let them be somewhere that's not home at least.
Even though my problem is that even though right now, anytime I call them, they tell me, mommy, they don't like the place that to come and take them.
Yeah, but all of that takes time. Why don't you just put them in school first?
I'm planning for that. That's why I'm even... That's why I come back to Lagos to come and work.
But you say you're working, right?
Yes, I'm working.
Okay, so this is not even a confession. This is you needing help. So that's like not what the show is about. And that's a different thing. But I think you should put your kids in school first. Just let them go to school there and while you're trying to get yourself together. I mean, they're at home. Going to school in Ogun State is a lot better than being at home. And why would they even be at home if there's a school around?
The school they used to rent before is a private school. So
there's no government school in Ogun State where your kids can attend?
There's government school. There.
Let them go to school.
Okay.
Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, Joyce, the lady that just called now, she's a liar. Because I'm sorry to say that, because the last time one of your shows, she called somebody from Ikorodu, a woman, an elderly woman, wanted to help her. She said no.
Is that the same person? I don't think so.
No, she's the one. I can listen to her voice. I was.
That's the same person.
You say what?
Is that the same person?
Is that what?
I don't think that's the same person. I think this is a different
person. She's the one. She is the same person.
Ah.
Same person. Yes, she's the same person. She's the same person. She told you the same story then. And what? Someone decided to help her. But she said she doesn't want the woman to help her.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, thanks for looking out. I do appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. All right, needed to put that out there. Confessions, hello, welcome to the show. You don't say your name.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Jay.
Afternoon, do you have a confession?
No, I want to speak on the lady that complained about...
1 minute.
Yes. The lady that spoke got it right because that lady is the same lady that has been calling for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, she has to stop calling now if she's the same person.
She's the same person. So you need to look for her number and stop her from calling the station.
She's the same person.
She's just trying to reframe her life.
Oh, well, thanks for looking at it. I couldn't quite make out the voice. Thank you. I do appreciate
it.
Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Well, no, just give me 1 minute, please.
1 minute.
Yeah, the lady that called about the other lady.
Leave the lady. If it's the same lady, let's leave her alone. Let's not make a conversation of her.
Please, let us not defend my character. No, I remember her. She made a confession. She's literally in pain. But I just want to advise her. My sister, you just need to come back. If you need help, please. I am also somebody who is literally in pain. But we should learn to be truthful. If you need help, say it. So that you can find
But that's not even what the show is about. So this is why it's confusing, right?
No, that is what I'm trying to say. Let her just come back in there, you know, try to, I don't know how to put it, you know, just paint the picture.
Gerrymandering. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. You have a confession, right?
I want to speak on that guy that said anytime he wants to check his wife's phone.
1 minute.
Just a minute, yes. It is obvious that the wife is having something that is hidden, that he doesn't want that guy to, if he's free, she's supposed to allow the guy to check her phone. The Bible.
All right. So now that, hold on. Now, is this worth losing the marriage for?
It's not the matter of losing the marriage. This is her husband. This is her husband, for crying out loud. She's supposed to allow the husband to have access on that phone. There are one, not two. So there's no logic to try to twist the whole things. You understand me?
The man has given her the option to choose.
She's not free.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. The man has not seen anything, even from his sneaking around.
Listen to me. It's not a matter of seeing anything. She's supposed to be free just the way her husband free.
Yeah.
She has access on her husband's phone. But what is happening there? She don't allow her husband to have access on her phone.
Okay.
There's something hidden there.
All right. Thank you.
Marriage is not by force. If she doesn't want to respond, she should cut off.
Look at the way you said it. Okay. This man is like, you guys are going to really end up single at some point. Hello. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. You have a confession, right? You have a confession?
Good afternoon. My name is Elm Extreme.
Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Let's go. You're not supposed to say your name. Let's go.
Sorry. There's this song that I took, and I took it and I traveled with it, and I was giving it to go for shows, so people think I'm the owner of the song. Would it be right if I call the name of the song?
Wait, you're playing a song of another artist?
Yeah.
And they're paying you for it?
Yeah.
How do you sleep at night? Okay, so what's the title of the song?
It's called Kono Jiwe by Khan.
Khan, come and collect your money here. So how much have you collected so far? You know where Khan lives?
So far, like 300K.
Khan! Somebody call... How do you spell that?
K-E-N-H-N, sorry. K-E-N.
Is he Nigerian?
Yeah, he's Nigerian.
So you're going to split the money in two at this point, right? Khan, somebody call Khan for me. Khan, that's 150. Are you sure it's 300 you collected? Are there receipts for it?
Yeah, sure.
Khan, somebody call Khan.
I don't know what to do.
No, I know what to do. Khan, somebody call Khan up. Khan has, you owe him Khan 150 at this point, right?
Yeah, I'm willing to pay back.
How much are you willing to pay back?
Like 250.
For real?
Understand.
No, are you serious? Are you willing to give him 250?
Yeah, sure.
I think if you're willing to give Khan 250, Khan can at this point practically just sign off a rights deal where both of you can just split it at four. Yeah, I think so. Are you an upcoming musician?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank God for your... I mean, you're honest. You really just would like for credit to go where it deserves. So look for Khan and let him know. He might just really be grateful for this one.
I will.
Yeah?
I will.
Well, that's a good thing. He'll be too... Like, he's so lucky. God bless him. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Khan! I thought it was 150. Apparently, someone is owing you 250. What a life. That's a good one.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on The Sunny Side.
Khan, I'm taking 20%. You know, just for having a show where someone can... I'm a conduit, right? I'm the bank in between. I take commission, 20%. It's not so much now. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. Hello.
Ma, I'm glad I called before. So after that, there are two women call.
No, honey, it's Confessions.
I don't know who they are. I don't know. Like, maybe it's another person. It's not me at all.
You're a different
maybe
person?
Maybe you can change the number. You can check the number and trace how the person is. But it's not me.
Okay.
Not me at all.
All right. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio set.
Hello, good afternoon.
Patrick. Welcome. My name's Joyce. You don't say your name. Do you have a confession?
No kind of confession anyway. It's kind of a problem. please, I don't know when the program that I will call to complain about the vision, because I need the kind of help.
Wow. Okay.
Because I'm a trailer driver. I lost my wife last year, March 3rd, last year, with her 3 kids. And she said, I don't have work. As I'm talking to you now, they're out of school. And I don't need who can help me for to get this trailer work. I'm a trailer driver. I know everywhere, I know every state in this country, not only across the country, I never cross. But I don't need work. That's what I do. So my children can go back to school. And now, no house. Now, inside church, I go pack my things. My children live with somebody, one of my members. That's just what I need, work.
All right.
That's just what I need, so that I can be able to take care of them back to school.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the show, Confessions Thursday.
Yes, good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I just want to advise that young man that he just married 50 days ago and he's suspecting the wife and all that.
He said he's not even suspecting her. He's just checking her phone. You have 1 minute.
Checking her phone to do what? You love the woman, yes. Why are you checking her phone? You don't trust her. How can you not trust somebody and you say you love that person? The young man has problems. If I'm the father of that young lady, I'll pull her out from that marriage. The man has 150% insecure their situation. So he's not supposed to live with any woman. He has a problem before it's an ugly experience. Why will you carry it to some other person that you have not dealt up to 1 year? Let him advise himself and forget about that marriage, because he is going to crash that marriage. That's the much I can say.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Hello, the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. How are you?
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. You have a confession?
No, I want to talk about Mr. Password.
1 minute.
The man that was complaining about his wife's passport, their marriage is 2 months. Please, mine was just 6 weeks. I get out of it because exactly the same issue, no different. So the lady should get out of it because the next thing is slap. You should get out. That's the only
thing. You left your marriage after 6 weeks?
Yes, so I wasn't ready. This is how it started. You should just get out with immediate effect. You should I know what I saw. In 6 weeks, I know. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. I have a message here. This one says, hi, Joyce. I have a confession. I had the exact same confession with the first caller, only that mine was your accent, though it was a bit contrived. But once I overlooked that bias, I got to see you are the most brilliant, engaging OAP in Nigeria. I guess I judged a book by its cover. I think it's funny that you think my voice is contrived. You live in a world where demons snatch your realities, where you're living reality. You live in a country where you don't even know what you're dealing with. You live in a world where you can't quite place out what's right, what's wrong. You're not even sure whether you properly understand contrived. But I think that judgment is what it is. And as you know, I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it. Hi, the volume of your radio set. You know the rules.
Hello.
Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm married. I'm a married man.
God bless you. That's a good introduction.
But I'm having an affair with my wife's younger sister.
Why?
I tried stopping it, but she's threatening to tell my wife if I stop.
It's all right. Somebody has to
know. I am like this. I'm totally handicapped. I really don't know what to do.
Well, you're going to choose to break free. Do you want to remain here? How does your wife's sister threaten to continue a relationship against her own sister?
I was so stupid. I did something wrong. Now that
I knew that I did something wrong. I want to stop. But she's threatening me. I'm really, really confused.
What is worse, her threat or the consequence of your action?
Pardon?
What's worse, her threat or the consequence of what you've done?
The consequence of what I did.
Just, if you can call me back, I'll appreciate it. I need to go off on a break, okay? Lagos, will be right back. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a confession here on WhatsApp. It reads, this confession is not mine, but my brother's. It's really shameful. A family member dated another man's wife and the lady refused to tell him until the children are already 8 years old. Wait, you mean that the children are 8 years now? And you say they're a set of twins. The family member is ready to make amendment, but the woman said she will kill the children and herself if the secret leaks. Wait, the story isn't clear. Your brother impregnated her, so your brother is full aware that he has children somewhere, and the woman is a married woman, right? So your brother knows, the woman knows. So the person who doesn't know is the woman's husband. Or, what are you saying? The lady refused to tell him until the children... Or the lady refused to tell your brother... So I don't get it. Please help me out. Did the lady refuse to tell your brother until the children became 8? So I think I'm not clear. Please, you have to help out. So who's in the shadows here? Who doesn't know? The lady refused to tell my brother. Oh, okay. The lady refused to tell your brother until the children turned 8. Okay, thank you. Now, you say that if the woman says if your brother comes to claim the children, she'll kill herself and the children. I have an ethical point of view. Then I think that's also a legal aspect to this. So I think the legal one should be managed by, of course, a certified lawyer. An ethical point, in my opinion, honestly, I would say what your brother did was an error. And he cannot claim the benefit of that error now. Those children have to go where they are. And if the woman wants to cater to them by her, with her husband, and let that be a secret and let her face whatever consequence that brings her in the future, that's hers to bear. But your brother cannot make a mistake and determine to come today to claim that. That's from what from an ethical point of view. I mean, he knows it, so now he must leave. I think he would just leave knowing that he has children somewhere that he would never really call his own. Except maybe their father dies. Except maybe this other guy who the woman is married to dies. Then the legal part is something else. I think maybe, I don't know. But you see, the thing is, if the man becomes aware and decides to keep the children, your husband can claim them. I would think that he shouldn't be able to. I would think so. So maybe the ethics and the law are the same. He has to live with that. They're not his children. If the woman is going to keep them with her husband, they're kept. I would say so. Maybe someone thinks otherwise. But thank you very much for calling. Problem with mistakes sometimes, you. And these are just versions to the consequence. Welcome to the show. It's Confessions Thursday. Let's see. Good afternoon. My confession is that I love you too much. If I can have you as a wife, I'll be happy. I love you from the day I started to listen to you. I was reading a philosophy one time, and it was said that the philosophers of old did not make wishes when they prayed. That their prayer was more, because they read astrology, right? Their prayers of old were more like, "Thy will be done." And they were careful not to make wishes. So you remember that phrase where they say, be careful what you wish for? Yeah, apparently it emerged from philosophies, and where philosophers suppose that sometimes you think you want something and then you have it and it's too much to handle, or it's not what you thought, something like that. Yeah, maybe you should think about that. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
Welcome then. Conversation continues. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Do you have a confession?
Not exactly. I just want to comment on...
1 minute. Your time starts now. Oh, I lost you already? Oh, hopefully you make it back. 1 minute. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Wow. This one says, to be honest, I used to hate you. But after some time, I decided to give it a trial. Lo and behold, you have become my idol, and I learned one or two things from you. I am not your idol. There are no heroes. I can appreciate the compliment. Thank you. Is that even a compliment? That was more like an observation, though. That's not a compliment, though. What's that? I don't even know what it is. But there are no heroes. I'm not your idol. Hello, welcome Hello. To the show. It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. You have a confession?
Not really.
What you here for?
Something. It's about the first song they said about you. Okay. For a year now, I've been planning to fight you.
That's all right. You don't like me too. I don't care.
Well, I like you and I hate you.
That's okay. I don't care.
Are you sure?
No, I don't.
No, you know, my problem. You are so intelligent. You are so everything. And
you want to fight me for that?
Yeah. Like you still believe in that storybook.
What storybook?
That's written by God and all that.
You think I believe in the storybook? It's your problem that I believe the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not delusional. You see, you can corner me anywhere to a conversation. I'm good like that. So it's not like, are you hating me that I know what I'm talking about? You hating me, I don't know what I'm talking about. What you saying?
What I'm saying is...
You hate me, I know what I'm talking about.
No.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. What I'm saying is... you believe in the history book of Israelites. I have a
The history book
that.
Of what?
Israelite history book.
The Israelite history book. There are many books that I've read that I believe partly or I believe wholly. The Bible will be one I believe wholly. And you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
I've chosen to die on that. I've chosen where to die. You cannot have your problem with my choice. I've chosen that death will meet me in Christ. I've chosen that where I'll die.
What are you saying?
Guy. I have no other confession. And it's okay it's okay if you don't like me.
I'm an Uncle Jimmy disciple. I'm an Uncle Jimmy disciple, so I don't feel all these kind of things, you know.
That's okay. I don't even care about that. But I believe what I believe, and it's not just belief, it's I know it. I don't believe
it.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, it's better than belief. I know it.
I'll report you to Uncle Jimmy.
He can make me a guest. He's probably not gonna like me. You know, some men don't like my opinion, so he's probably not gonna like it.
I didn't hear that.
He's probably not gonna like my opinion, so
Jimmy Disu,
he's probably not gonna like my opinion. Because you say you're his disciple and you're trying to insinuate that you don't believe as he doesn't believe, or he doesn't believe and you don't believe.
He doesn't, though. Come on.
Hold on now. Wait, so you're saying he doesn't believe and you don't believe, right? And so you hate me for it.
Like, how do you...
I've made your life easy for you.
You guys are conforming.
You think I'm a conformist. You have no foundation for your disbelief. Hold on. You have no foundation for your disbelief.
You said once that... For you not to question something, they must press your thing. And when it comes to...
Me, I said it. I don't even use that kind of language. Are you sure that's...
You said it. You said it once, sincerely.
That
for you to fall in love with someone or something, then you have to...
Oh, to fall in love?
Yeah.
Yeah, to fall in love is a condition. Yeah, I said that. You don't believe in love, too?
I believe in love.
First of all, hold on. Let me check you on that one. You can't believe in love if you don't know God. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I know God. That book is not God.
Yeah, but that's the problem. It's a history book. So what's the problem with it being the documentation of the past?
Let it stay as a history book, not as a word of God.
But I've told you before that the book, I have corroborated the book with occult books. Like, guy, where are you?
In Alapu.
Hello, Joe.
Joyce! Guys, get out of that place. Get out of that place.
3 o'clock. Believe, once it's three, I'm not staying a minute longer. Once it's 3 o'clock, I'm out of here.
No. Out of the Christian. Get out of that place, please.
Oh, no.
You don't belong there. You don't belong there.
I'm not a free thinker. I'm a good thinker. I'm not a free thinker.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you too.
I'll still call you about. Alright.
I don't know you enough to hate you. It's more like I don't care, actually. But nice meeting you for real.
I like you.
Okay.
I like you.
Okay.
But I still feel that. I feel like, what's wrong? But one day.
Wait. You love God, but you don't like the book. Is that what it is?
Of course, now I love God. That book is not God. That's many books. So
no,
many
no. That's what I'm trying to understand. That you love God, but you don't like the book. So do you read other history books?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
But you just don't like this one book. That's okay, too.
The book claims too much, and everybody's trying to learn. It claims as if it's the one written by God.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking you
to read other books. Like, guy, I've tried to go into the dark. If you can come out, go in. If you can risk it, I dare you. The truth is the truth, even in hell. Don't speak from bias. Yeah, so go. I'm asking you.
You brought up like this.
I think you might have a point if you think I'm conforming. If you think that you think that because I was raised a Christian, then I'm probably saying this. But no, I'm not speaking as one who is conformed. I'm speaking as one who has proven it. So I say to you, I do not believe. No, hold on. I don't believe it. I know it.
No.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Nice meeting you, for real. Don't worry.
I love you.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling.
I said I love you.
I don't know you enough to love you right back.
No, I don't mean you should say that, but I love you, I mean it.
Okay, well, I'll take that. Thank you very much. And the same love is extended to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Lord is my shepherd. What kind of Thursday is this, by the way? Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info, the Sony side.
Yeah.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
See, this is how people tarnish people's images. See the last caller calling in with confidence to say Jimmy is Uncle Jimmy Disu is the disciple. That's a lie. Jimmy Disu is a Christian, so he's just calling on it to cap. You are lying. Why? Why are you lying? How can you be confident enough to call in?
Okay.
The way he was saying saying Jimmy Disu, that's a lie.
Okay.
No, you see, this type of people, like the way Jimmy Disu used to say it, that they should get his number. It should be tried. How can you call on it with confidence saying Jimmy Disu, that's a lie?
Yeah, but we're not taking so seriously. Well, no, it's not such a serious
thing.
No,
I'm shocked.
Why?
If Jimmy Disu was listening, or his family members were listening, what would they be thinking?
Yeah, but it's not a terrible situation. I'm not taking it serious. I'm not taking it either way. It's not anything serious.
I'm just calling in defense of Jimmy Disu.
And that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. But I'm not taking it in any way.
Yes, you don't just call in to say you are so. Be yourself. Don't cap. Come on there to say nonsense.
Wow, thank you.
That's nonsense.
All right,
you don't come on there to say things. You are dragging people.
I'm going to tell Jimmy to buy you a bottle of alcohol. Like, this is actually
very
good.
Thank you very much. Be alone. Stand yourself. You can't stand on your own. You are now looking for people.
Okay,
want to drive.
What
nonsense are you saying on
there? Thank you very much.
It doesn't make sense, man.
Thank you very much.
You need to be matured. Next time, be yourself. Don't carry someone along with your dad.
Well, this is actually very good. Yeah. Now, this is a real disciple, if that was actually your thing. Let's stick to the plan. It's Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Joyce, I was supposed to turn on my generator so I could do my laundry with the washing machine, but as I was walking to the generator, I heard your voice and I realized that this generator would not allow me to hear you clearly. So I turned back. No washing until 3 p.m. You're the man. Thank you. Until 3 p.m., no washing. The Sunnyside, Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello.
Good afternoon. No time for me, Korodu.
Well, I'm wondering why you told me your name before I told you not to tell me your name. You
I
know
am
you're...
not confessing. Sorry, I'm not confessing.
You have a minute on the clock, then.
Yes, we enjoy your program. Some people should not come and distract the time for other people that want to confess and have time. I mean, has to you.
Thank
Uncle
you.
Jimmy Dizu.
No. That, I mean, you were pointing out something. Now you want to do the same thing you're complaining about. Make it back. Hello, how are you doing? Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Hello, Joyce. My name
Do you have a confession? You don't have a confession. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I want to talk on the issue of the man who said he's sleeping with his sister's the wife's sister.
Yeah.
I want to respond, tell the man. You have to stand.
You have to what? Wife. Okay. You have to he stand, to you mean? Did you say you have to stand?
Yes, he needs to stand on the ground of truthfulness. Okay. Let him call the wife and explain the issue and tell the wife, if the wife is going to do otherwise, he can kill himself that he wants to. No, it's not that I'm saying it that he will kill himself. I just think that let him just call his wife and tell the wife and say, this thing I want to confess to you. I beg you in the name of God, please, I need you to forgive me. This thing is what is happening.
If you don't, wait, did you just say, if you don't forgive me for a sort, I would kill myself?
Okay, let me put it
that's
in this
manipulative.
Way.
Sorry,
let me cancel that way. Mm-hmm. But let me put it in this way, in the way of calling the wife
and telling her. Okay.
Now, telling the wife that what I want to tell you now, I know you will take a drastic step, which will affect me and my marriage and my life. This is what really happened. But I beg you, I promise you not to do that again. This is the issue.
Okay.
That is what I will.
Thank you.
Then on the issue of the...
No, you have 1 minute. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, thank you. No, you don't have that. I'm sorry. You're going to have to, allow someone else an opportunity to call in the Sunnyside Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Joyce, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's Confessions Thursday.
Okay. I wouldn't know if I would call it a confession, actually, but hear me out. I won 5,000 Naira on Tuesday in one of your programs.
Who? Whose program?
With Sandra Ezekwesili, but it wasn't Sandra Ezekwesili who moderated the program that day. It was Mr. Ezugu.
Yeah, can you call him up? That would be good. Call him up. It's okay.
Ma'am?
You call him. Call his show.
Okay.
So he can confirm your name.
Next week.
Yeah, well, just call him. Just call him. He can confirm your name and give you some more... detailed feedback.
I don't have a browsing phone, so I don't have access to WhatsApp.
I mean, just the same way you called me, you can call him.
Ma'am?
Just the way you called me, you can call him. He's going to be on air after I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Confessions Thursday. It's good to have you here.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
No.
You have 1 minute.
My name is Ekaite. I'm calling from Agbado. Please, Joyce, you see, I follow you. I'm a big fan. I follow you right from Cool FM. So this thing is not new. I follow you when you were doing presenting this program. In that time, it was during in the night. So people that come up and say, I hate you, I do this, they are not listening to you with their open mind.
Sorry.
If they are listening with their open mind, they will know.
It's okay.
They will know the truth. So don't mind anybody, please. I'm your big fans. Thank you
very much for calling. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? It's Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon.
You have a confession, right?
I won't want to say, but let me just advise that man that he is having an affair with the wife's sister.
1 minute, go ahead.
If I got to know him, I would tell him what to do. My friend had the same case.
Oh, 1 minute, real quick. Go ahead. What should he do?
The husband confided in me, and I stepped in. And the whole thing turned out. And today, she's still begging up and down. And the man has become the hero. It doesn't take anything. The thing is that, stage manage yourself. Let her take the blame. Since you want to stop, she doesn't want to stop. Find a way around it. Get her engaged. Let somebody else be around. When she's about to take one step, you can always raise an alarm. And everybody will hear then.
Get who? What do you mean get her engaged? Like get her a ring?
Yeah, I obviously there are ways they do things. Maybe they are meeting in the house or they are meeting in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
If the guy is going to meet her in a hotel, just let her go and wait first. When you're coming, come with your wife.
Oh, then you set her up.
Yes. That's how everything ended.
And
today, nobody give her a listening ear. The story is that you are seducing my wife. You are seducing my husband. You want to take my husband. Everything ended. She's still calling me because I begged her. I said, yes, the man came to me because he knew that I'm your sister's friend, even from school days. I said, it's okay.
Yeah, but that's not the truth, though. But that's not the truth. But that's what it looks like.
Yes, but if a man entered you and he's looking for a way out and you have a conscience, first of all, you betrayed your sister.
Wow.
First of all, you sell friendship. You sell sisterhood.
Okay. Wow.
You didn't remember all of that? You didn't have it. You don't think of the consequences? If you come from one community, do you know probably you would die?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for. Wow. Okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Becoming that.
Yay. Wow.
Becoming that in some people. You know, everybody are not the same. Understanding differs.
What do you mean now? I don't have a problem with what you said. What you want to say something?
No, not. I'm saying something here. I say becoming that. You know, all of us are not the same.
What does that mean?
Our thinking are different. So when somebody say I don't like you and all of that, it just. Okay,
I'm not mad at that. That's not a conversation. Okay. I don't care for that.
Becoming that. If you say you don't care what anybody loves.
I said I don't care. That's exactly what I said. We're off on a break. I don't care. It's not a problem.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
And The Sun pretty much has said on Confessions Thursday today, thank you all very much. You all have been remarkable. I want to share a position with you. But at first, I think I want to read this one because it almost kind of just flows through with the opinion that I have. This one says, good afternoon. The first caller was absolutely right. It will take a keen listener to understand your stance. I love what you're doing, especially the no-nonsense part of you. Keep up the good work. Did you notice that most of them are men? I think maybe that's the attraction, if there's anything like that. I think my energy is masculine, and so I think men perceive that quicker than most. But that's not even the point. The point is the last caller who said, you know, if a married man is cheating on his wife with you, and you don't want him to leave, but he wants to leave, then he can set you up. Then he can set you up. I think that it looks as though the girl, the piece, the side piece is, she's saying set up the situation as though the side piece is the problem, right? So what I think you do there is you create another problem. You escape a lie by telling another lie. That's exactly what you do. That's not taking responsibility. That's setting up the situation to avoid direct responsibility for what you have done. And so that was why I kept saying, wow. In my opinion, I think you create another problem. It's like you never really escape it. So I can nearly guarantee you'll get into that same problem again. In fact, it won't even be long before you enter that same. Because you see, you're not getting out of it accountably. You're getting out of it with a trick. And then it might not be your sister's, your wife's sister, it would be someone else. That's guaranteed to happen again, because what you have not done is confront the problem from which you try to escape. And then what would say, well, but he wants to leave, and maybe that's repentance enough. It's like, yeah, but no, it wouldn't take much for the devil to set him up again. It wouldn't take much. So I would say that people should be careful about what they do, just so that you don't get yourself so deep into a problem that it would take, in the absence, I hope people don't get themselves into problems so that Who's taken it? Where is he? Oh, okay. So it's 2 p.m. on the clock. We have to be off on a break off on a break for the headlines. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, well, back 4 minutes past 2 p.m. the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. Let's see. So I was saying that there is what a situation looks like, then that's what it is. That's what looks like victory, then that's what isn't. That's what looks like pain, and then that's what it isn't. That's trouble, and then that's what it isn't. And then there is what looks like escape, and then there is what it isn't. Yeah, and I feel that in a world where you can't quite tell what is true, false, what is contrived, your only escape is the truth, even to your own, particularly to your own conscience. So I know that you must leave a situation where you are in a marriage and you're cheating on your spouse, but I do not believe that one way to do it is to set up the other person to get out. I feel you create another problem. I feel, and it's as bad a problem as the one you were in before. And I say that to say that if we labor in thought, we will not be reckless with our actions. And so maybe it's the responsibility of a man to think through his actions, because what's guaranteed to come after that is the consequence of the singular action or reaction to something. And I do not know that there are any. And that's why I really say to you to be honest with yourselves. And I really oppose this thing where you follow men. Do not follow men. Follow the truth. There's only one constant, and that's the truth. So you follow the truth, and you be honest to yourself, and you labor in thought till you're not reckless with actions, and then you don't stack problems upon problems, and then you aim to look like you're free, but you're not. Well, may the God of the light keep you away from the dark. Up next, the Lords of Logic. What do people gain, lose from being weak? Well, I told you that early enough, and I hope you've had time to think about it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. All right, then, when you call in, now you can tell us your name. We would like to meet the Lords on the Lords of Logic. And I think if you're new to this, where do we begin? Well, this is a call to introspection. This is a call to thought, to reason, to judgment, to the divide between the light and the dark, the truth. And it's not like I subject to your knowing as though the truth is one singular thing, but maybe in many instances it is absolute. But many times one must wade their way through what is life and the constructs of life and the impositions, and maybe contend with those impositions and opinions and rules and maybe even laws, and find out what is or what should remain after the chaff's gone away. It's the Lords of Logic. We love philosophy here. Remember to turn off the volume of your radio set. And so here we are trying to see whether there is gain or loss to being weak. And here Timothy says to me, Joyce, to be honest with you, I think that there is not much loss to being weak. Because personally, if a man doesn't know what to do, doing nothing might be better. Wait a second. Does he have a point? Then I would say, well, why do you not know what to do? But I think I like that. I like that submission. It leaves one to thought. It leaves one to think. Well, let's find out what radio has to say. Hello, Nigeria Info. Sorry about that. Make it back. It's the Lords of Logic. How are you? What do you lose, gain when you're weak? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Good afternoon. My name's Joyce. What's your name? The sunny side, make it back. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Welcome to the Lords of Logic.
Okay, I'm Kingsley.
Welcome, Kingsley. Yeah. It's good to meet you.
I'm first-time caller.
First-time caller. Thank you very much for calling.
Well, actually, I'm driving, so...
Hey, drive carefully. Well... keep your eye on the road, and so then real quick.
What's the game of logic all about here?
It's not a game of logic. It's for the lords of logic, the lord, humans who can think, who would love to think. You don't know the topic?
No, I don't. So I would like you to put me through. So
what in heaven's name? Okay, what do you gain from being weak? What do you lose from being weak? Is there profit to being weak?
Well, what you lose by being weak is respect. People take it for granted. They take weakness for stupidity or something. You know, that's how people think about it.
People take your weakness for stupidity.
Yes, they take weakness for.
But is that true? There's what people think, and then there's what is true. Is that true?
No, it's not. It's not true. But you know, at some point, they said the humble ones are the greatest.
Okay.
But the humble ones really go through a lot, seriously, because you
know that you could actually be, you know, you could actually exercise strength or might and be stupid. You know that, right?
Yes. It's true.
Given the context that you've highlighted, that's what I'm asking you. If say, for example, an arrogant person thinks, well, a weak person is weak or, you know, has no strength, or they take him or her for granted, is that true?
No, it's not true.
Oh, okay.
But sometimes you only act weak just to make opponent think you aren't capable of the task. You know,
yeah, but sometimes people don't even act weak. They are honest to God weak.
But that is why I said the humble ones are the greatest. The weaker ones are the strongest too.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Definitely. Only on the Lords of Logic. Thank you very much for calling. This caller thinks the weaker vessels are the strongest, or the weaker minds. So that's the weaker what? Because weaker vessels were not. There's weaker vessel, then there's weaker mind, then there's weaker in strength, then there's weak spirit. Guy, we got work. The Lords of Logic. Hello, welcome to the show. The weak are the strongest. Huh. Okay, let's find out. Hi. The Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome, it's good to have you here.
Yes, Joyce. My name is Ekaite.
Welcome, go ahead.
You know, when somebody is weak, you lost everything. You don't get anything. Because at that point, you don't think right. You cannot do, you are disabled.
Okay.
Physically, spiritually, morally, everything will be disabled. Mm. So I don't see any
benefit. So being weak.
Yes, there is no gain in it. But when you are strong, there is difference between weak and humble.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yes, there is difference between weak and humble.
I'm loving this.
Is different.
Okay.
It's different now. There's nothing to connect humble with weakness.
Okay.
When somebody is like me, I'm a physically challenged person.
Okay.
I don't take it. When you see me, you know that I don't allow that to weak me down.
Okay.
I am agile and perform very well. I don't allow my weakness or my challenge to be a weakness for me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So
that's a very good addition to the conversation. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. 99.3 Nigeria Info at the Sony side. Welcome to the show. Hey.
Hello.
Uh-huh. It's good to have you here. Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, you're on the line.
Yeah, it's good to meet you.
Yeah. See, let motivational speakers be deceiving you there. Saying the weak are the strongest. In there, be weak. If you like, go and weak. You go fire down.
Wait. What did you say in Yoruba? What does that mean? Did you curse him out? Did you curse him out?
No. Maybe
okay.
You will just die for nothing.
Oh, okay.
By them, they are there. They say the weak are the strongest. Motivational speakers are deceiving you people up and down. Be weak, or don't be strong. Let me tell you, God bless the last caller. The last caller said there's difference between humble and being weak. You are there. You are saying the weak are the strongest.
That's not good. That's not good. But no. But hold. Let's assume. Yeah, but if you met a weak person, it is it would be wrong of you to take advantage of that.
So, no. How can a weak person be confident enough to be telling me the weak is the strongest? No. You have been motivated by some illegal people to tell you being weak, you are the strongest.
This is, okay. I was just about headed.
You understand?
who are the illegal people? Who are the illegal people?
Those motivational speakers now that will tell you when you see a lion, face the lion. You have the mind. You are this.
Yeah, but face lion. Yeah, but that's what strong people, courageous people do. Not even strong.
Okay, face lion now.
Yeah, but you're saying two things now. So are you saying he shouldn't face the lion or he should face the lion?
You don't. You use your head. Wisdom is profitable to direct.
What's he
doing? You understand? Use your head.
Which is better? Well, that's if there's a better.
Be strong.
Okay. Thank you.
Be strong. Don't be like, okay, this one. You lose respect when you are weak.
All right.
You don't. Nobody gives you audience. You don't have idea. You don't have anything.
All right. Thank you very much.
Humbleness is different. So right. Don't compare weak and being humble. Down to okay. You know those type of people. Some people class them as they are weak. No.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, weak. Let me know.
Yay. Good Lord. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Well, you're supposed to be a Lord, actually. It's like...
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It's the Lords of Logic. I could use some laughter, but I really hope that your arguments are solidified as a refined, renowned Lord would put forward a case. Try. Welcome to the show. How are you? It's the Lords of Logic.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, lady. How are you?
Very well. Good afternoon. My name is Helen.
Welcome, Helen.
Yeah, in my own opinion, I think there are two types of weakness.
Okay.
We have physical weakness and mental weakness.
Uh-huh.
So if you are physically weak and you are mentally strong, you can achieve anything.
Okay. Okay.
And I would prefer to be physically weak but mentally strong.
Like the women are. Like where society has put the women, or is it that type of lazy? You know those Gen Z type lazy?
No. There are women who can achieve great things.
Yeah.
It's not.
But they don't have muscle. They don't have physical muscle.
Exactly. So okay. There are women who are great achievers around the world. Mm-hmm. It's not by strength. It's not by physical. It's by mental strength.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Okay.
So that is the way I see weakness.
Okay.
Let me give you a short story. You remember Osho in those days where everybody is walking, pushing around a lot of stuff. I found myself in Osho the one time between around 7 a.m. And as everybody was watching, I stepped on this man so hard that I almost caught his sandal.
Oh.
And he didn't even turn back to check who stepped on him. I was like, if this man turned back and give me that step, I was just fall down and then, you know.
Yeah.
I admired him so much because I know he has a muscle, he has a physical strength to challenge me, but he never cared. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So you could see that as weakness, but I see that as strength. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's a good example, actually. Okay, I see your point now. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. This one says, hello, your name is Morris. You say, I wouldn't say I dislike you before. I just felt you were a feminist. But after listening to you over time, I now hope most women think like you. Well, Morris is on WhatsApp, a lord on the Lords of Logic. Hello. Welcome to the show. The volume of that thing. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
For my papa.
Okay.
Guys, I believe that when you are weak, you gain a lot.
You gain a lot? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Let me start from Africa. Let's use Africa. Because of the weakness of Africa, the world think of funding Africa to go to like. Yes, because Africa is weak.
Okay.
So they are favoring the Africa.
Okay.
Because they know that these people are not used to us. What can we give to them? Let's give them money for them to develop to our standards.
Okay. Okay.
That is one weakness.
Okay.
The second weakness is that weakness to you make you vulnerable.
Oh.
Because, when you are vulnerable, they have mercy on you. Let's use God as an example. So God knows we are weak. That's why he asked us for grace. He gave us grace.
Hey. Ah.
Is the devil really?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Is the devil really weak? The devil is not weak. The devil has strength.
And that's why he doesn't have grace?
Thank you. He doesn't have grace. That's why he sent you to the pit of hell.
Hey. Ah.
Yes. Yes. To face the hell because it's good to be stronger.
Lagos, this is a Lord amongst you. Well, thank you very much for this aspect. You think that there's benefit to weakness. So, The Lords of Logic. Hello, welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
It's up. Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yes, about the topic of today, I've listened to a number of people and I agree with a number of them that you have to be strong. Even in the animal world, is the strong that, you know, it's the weak. So you can't afford to be weak. Mentally, you have to be very, very strong. Maybe physically weak, but mentally, you have to be very, very strong.
So you're saying it's permissible to be physically weak because of whatever biological factors might inform that, but you have to be mentally strong.
You have to be mentally strong. You may be blind.
Okay.
But you have to develop your mind to be strong. You know, that strength is...
So if there was, say for example, like a mental weakness, would that affect one?
If you are mentally weak, you'll be vulnerable.
Okay.
I've been there before.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's a good one. Thank you. So I have someone here who sent us one. He says, being weak cost me the life of my first child. I would pay to be in a moment with you to just hear the story. What do you mean it cost you the life? That means a child died. Oh, wow. Okay. So I don't know how weak you were. That would have cost the life of the... that's profound. You have absolutely no idea. I'm curious to know how weak you were, that the life of your child was the price that you paid. Wow.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
My name's... You are on the Lords of Logic. We're Nigeria Info. If you have just tuned in, we're trying to figure out whether, in your opinion, you think that there is gain to being weak or whether there's loss to it. And so, do you think it's profitable to be weak? Is there loss to weakness? And one lady came up and she gave one reference to a form of mental weakness. And I think I would like to, at this moment, inject other possibilities where we need, or where we might need to expand logic towards or extend reasoning to. That would be weakness physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. Yeah. Well, that part of you ain't working, right? The spiritual part is not... doesn't show up. Well, yeah. So there are aspects to the human being that also can be split between strong and weak. Yeah. The Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Who's here? Make it back. Nigeria Info is the Lords of Logic. What do you think for weakness and strength? Pardon me, weakness. Is that benefits to weakness? Hello. Make it back. I lost you. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hi, Joyce.
Good to have
good
you
afternoon.
Here. Welcome. What's your name?
Lord Sharon. Cheer.
Lord Sharon. Good.
Yeah.
It's good to have you here.
For me, I don't think there's any gain in being weak.
Why?
Because, especially in the spiritual aspect, because people have been talking on the mental aspect. Yeah, very beautiful. I agree that it's deadly to be mentally weak. However, it is deadlier to be spiritually weak. Because it is, for me, I strongly believe that the spiritual controls the physical. So many people, or let me just say religious people, are spiritually weak, and that's why we don't really talk about it, because people can be tossed around, people can just take anything and be scared. So just like someone can just walk up to you,
and tell you something. Let's say you're not so sure of what you believe in. And then it makes you, even when you are faced with stuff, you don't know how to come. You don't know that you can command the spiritual to control the physical. You begin to be afraid, and then people begin to run at us. Because that's a sign of weakness. Because the spiritual realm have noticed that you're weak. And because they notice that you're weak already, they can see your weakness even before you. They can smell it from miles away.
Okay.
And that's what's always the death of people. I don't think vulnerability is even something good, if you ask me. Vulnerability is really bad. So if you fell in love
and you were vulnerable, would you categorize that as bad? Because
it's bad. Yeah, it doesn't make you see. It doesn't even make you.
Oh, so you did a.
I think it's bad because it doesn't let you see. Even when people help you see, you don't even want to see through them.
No. So there are people who can't see. Those ones are blind. That's not even vulnerability. That's blindness. Then there are people who are in love, and as a function of love, are under a different condition.
Well, if you're in true love, there's a level to what you can see, what you let yourself see, and what you choose not to see.
So the thing is, I think
so
that...
You can see and choose not to see as well.
No, the people who are in love, who see who their father and mother is pointing something at, and they can't see, those ones are blind. That's a different thing. But being in love, I don't think that we should categorize.
I think some people can see and choose not to see.
Yeah, but that's not weak. To be in love, if it's true love, it's not weakness.
That's what I'm saying. True love will help you.
Okay, so I think that you're trying to analyze true love with the elements of logicality, and there is really something erroneous about that. So if you would ask people who have been in love, who have had their will submerged by love, it's not weakness. It's like if you met people who've been in love, who've had their will governed by love, it's not weakness. It's a condition. It's like you're under a different kind of government. Yeah. Almost totalitarian of a sort, but yes, under a different kind of government. I have a minute before another break. This one says, gentleness can only be expected from the strong. That's why you see most white men are very gentle, meek and calm. And that doesn't mean that they are weak. They are mentally strong. And this is what really matters. And this is the reason you see them solving lots of problems in Africa. Some Nigerians confuse aggression and arrogance to be strong. The concluding part of your message is fantastic. I have a problem with the upper part, where you suppose that the white man is gentle and he is strong. And you pretty much you give him quite a lot of credit that he is undeserving of. Ask you to. There are people like that, but that's what it looks like on the outside. Your history is tampered with. It's not what you know. Off on a break. We'll be right back. We need to talk about that Black history a minute. My name's Joyce.